Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. We're in the Lakeland University studios, online or in person. Learn your way, lakeland.edu, 414-799-1250. It is game day, Monday Night Football, Packers, Lions. Get to some calls here. I got an email. This one's from Cheesehead Man. He says, Bart, did you say it will be Jordan Love and A.J. Dillon at Waukesha Sports Cards tomorrow for a public signing? 5:30. More info at WaukeshaSportsCards.com. As a matter of fact, I did, and you nailed it there, Cheesehead Man. He also says, I don't like hearing you talk about the Packers as if you don't like them. You always talk about how you're local and you're like the big diehard Packer fan at the station. So now you're turning on them? What gives? I thought you were a true Wisconsin sports fan. Love the show. Dork. Cheesehead Man. That's a fair email. That's a fair email. But I, you know, I decided a long time ago, where did you come from? Where did you go? I decided a long time ago that I'm talking through it. I'm talking through my feelings. Like any fan. I think one problem in this business is you always like, you're worried about, what am I going to say that is going to make me look dumb? And 3 years from now, or 2 days from now, you know, if I don't want to predict the Lions to win, because if the Packers win, everyone will say, oh, Bart, it's time to eat crow. Oh, it's time to eat crow. You must eat your crow. Anyone that calls in, starting now, because a lot of you have done this. If you ever call and say, hey, I have to eat crow, you're done. I'm banning you. Say, hey, I was wrong. Eat crow. Where did I even start? Who eats crow? If you actually come in here and eat a crow, then you can do it. But if you're just going to say eat crow, then forget it. John is in Jersey, 799-1250. John, I've been telling you, call me when I start backtracking on my Rodgers disgust. What's up?
Well, I'm right behind you, buddy, man. You know, listen, I was going to get a dog for my kids. I was going to name him Lambo, but never got it. But listen, I'm with you. Look, I'm on the East Coast. These games are late. If they friggin' lose tonight and I got to stay up late and get up early for work the next day, I'm going to go nuts. Because I had a funny feeling this could be an upset. And I'm not trying to be a downer here, but you know, you've watched them. I've watched them. Maybe they're going to come in again overconfident. Who knows? Lions, 11-point favorite, or it's 11.5 now they are? I mean, I don't know, man. Bart, I don't think you're out of line talking about it, because I'm disgusted too. Like I've been telling you, this is the fourth day in a row I call now.
Well, I just think that the Packers are going to win, and everything's going to be fine, and then Aaron's going to say something like, see, I told you not to worry. So he's not going to freak out when it's 0-1, but then after they win one game, you don't freak out after one loss, but I just feel like they're going to win a game and then be like, see, we told you. Well, it counts the same as the other one. It's still one game. So I'm like preemptively mad.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I just, they're not fun. What, am I supposed to lie?
The only other thing I got going is the Giants and Jets keep on losing, so that's fun.
Yeah, what happened to the Jets?
They stink.
Is Zach Wilson that bad?
I tell you, you know, it's to the point where, I mean, he's a rookie, right? But,
yeah.
I mean, you know, the fans out here, they think he's like Joe Namath. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, that's far from – he's more like Chad Pennington.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
Guys, have a good day, man. Let's wish for a big game tonight.
Yeah, well, let's talk tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, John. John's out in Jersey, 799-1250. Coach Harris.
Yes, this is Coach Harris. How's it going, Bart?
What do you coach?
I just like the,
what do you coach?
I coached an MPS for 34 years, and I taught Fayette and helped an MPS
for 34
years.
Oh, it's the Coach Harris.
Then I retired. And I want to thank Bart, and I want to thank Toby and all other guys. Remember, I'm the coach who had all the leading scores every year. Average 50, 70 points, 45 points. I'm that coach that had all those players. And a lot of them were real small. And you helped a kid named Darryl Riley get a scholarship to Southern University. So I want to thank you for that because you put it on your show. So I want to thank you for that.
I did
and,
what?
You helped me get a kid a scholarship. Darryl Riley went down to Southern University. He was a 5'8" guard that played at North Division. And you helped put him on your show one day, and you helped get him a scholarship. You talked to me on the show, and you sold it all across the nation. He was the leading scorer in the state, and you got him got him a scholarship. So I thank you and Toby for that. That was a long, long time ago.
Yeah, man. Good for me. Yeah. All right.
So in all my leading scorers in the state, I've had all the leading scorers in the state, and a lot of them went on to college, some in the pros, and. And when I was at Tech, I had a kid that I coached with Cano who went to the pros, Michael Bennett. I coached him as a running back coach. So I've been blessed in 34 years in MPS after retiring. But I'm not speaking from MPS or MPS. I'm speaking for myself here. First of all, I'd like to thank the Milwaukee Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and then Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday for bringing the championship back home and the rest of the Bucks team and then organization and then the Brewers this year. I think we're going to do a three-peat, Bart. That's just my opinion.
Maybe a two-peat. The Packers ain't winning.
I understand what you're saying, but let me go back to a few things here. The first thing I think that the Packers should do, I don't know if they'll do it, they should put three statues in the front of the Packer organization. Bart Starr, Brett Favre, and Aaron Rodgers. Now, I know you don't believe me when I say this, but Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback we're going to ever see in our lifetime. And it's just, that's just a fact. And then this is my opinion now. And then when you look at Michael Jordan, he's going to go down as the best basketball player ever. Now, Tom Brady, he's going to go down as the GOAT of quarterbacks in NFL because, I mean, you're never going to pass what he's doing with winning Super Bowls. And they're loaded this year. I mean, on paper, they should win it.
He had five touchdowns yesterday.
Huh?
He had five touchdowns again.
Yeah, but on paper, they're loaded. They're absolutely loaded. And on paper, they should win the Super Bowl. But I think the Packers will win it. And on paper, the Nets were supposed to win the NBA championship, the New Jersey Nets. But they didn't. The Bucks did. Because they're a better team. I went to the Packer camp. I seen Rodgers throw a ball, Bart, in between the corner and the safety, and it wasn't much room there. You understand? I mean, this guy's got the highest IQ in NFL. So he is by far the best quarterback we're going to see in our lifetime. And the reason why he's saying what he said about I don't have to prove anything, he doesn't, Bart. He done won championships. He done won the Super Bowl. He doesn't have anything to prove. But I'm going to tell you, Bart, because you play sports, and Toby, too, when you hit that field, I don't care what you say. You can say I don't have nothing to prove, but when you get on that field and the juices start flowing, you want to win. I played basketball, football, and track, and I played quarterback. And I'm telling you, I've seen Jordan Love. Jordan Love is going to be a great quarterback one day.
Yeah.
But it's not today, though. You know what I'm saying?
No.
In the future. He needs some time to play and get reps, and he's not going to get that behind Aaron Rodgers. And I want to say this. The organization, I met Gutekunst. He's a good guy. Ted Thompson, I met him. He's a great guy. Both of them. But at the end of the day, we're not getting all the top players from Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State.
No, we're getting Dean Lowry from Northwestern.
Right.
Who runs a 5'3".
Right. We get a few. We get some, but we're not getting what Dallas is getting. We're not getting what Baltimore is getting.
No.
We're not getting what Pittsburgh. But in Wisconsin, we don't need that. Because our fans make up for all of it. You see what I'm saying? We're a family here. We're a team. We're a group. We get it done. So Brett Favre did it. Look what he did it with. He didn't have much either. So I know where people are.
I wish Rodgers was as fired up as you are. I might think of him differently.
He is. Now, you got to understand this, Bart, and we both know. When you meet that woman that you know is the one, and he's met her, and she's the one.
And
now you get a chance to enjoy life. He's the only thing he's been doing is playing quarterback. So he get a chance to now enjoy his fiance, play football. So he took a little time off. But look how many years he had gave us before that.
Yeah,
for them to say, Bart, he can't have a seat at the table, I would give him a seat at the table.
I think he deserves one. Coach, I got to let you go. I got a thing.
Okay, well, thanks, Bart, and thank you all. Thanks, 12:50 a.m., for helping me, and thanks for everything. And go Packers, man. We went in the Super Bowl, and the Brewers are winning the World Series, so it's a three-peat. And don't count Marquette and Wisconsin and UWM out either.
Everyone's going to win, I think. Coach, thank you. Coach Harris dialing us up with a level of intensity that J-Mo and Bayview will now match.
Well, maybe.
What's up, J-Mo?
I got inspired by Notebook Mike, Bart.
Notebook Mike?
I got inspired because, you know, his classic, now classic remake of Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was inspired, and I wrote a few bars of my own.
For Ice Ice Baby?
So I like Mike's effort, but I felt it lacked iambic pentameter.
All right, you wrote Ice Ice Baby lyrics?
No. I've done something different, because I don't want to be a complete copycat.
All right, do you need musical background?
No, let's go a cappella.
All right.
Just like Notebook Mike did. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, this is the debut of J-Mo in Bayview. Hey, take it away.
With so much trouble in the MKE, it's nice to turn on WSST, because somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky sports takes every day. I got Bart Winkler getting me up. He comes on about 6 a.m. Big Show's gonna smoke some clowns to this. Gary's up, Sparks whack, but Leroy, he'll get down to this. Rolling down the street with 12:50. Listening to sports takes and stuff. Laid back with the Bucks on them. Wait, with my mind on the Bucks and my Bucks on my mind. How you like that?
I think I need to find a real job.
Me too.
That was pretty good. I like that you screamed your lyrics.
I do. Yeah.
Can I give you a compliment? You know what it sounded like? It sounded like a jingle from, like, the 1980s, like when TV stations would be like, wake up with NBC4, we are your friend out the door, you know, something like that.
Yeah, it was kind of like that, but I don't have, you know, I don't have Snoop Dogg slow.
No.
You know, I'm a middle-aged white guy. You can't expect, you know, greatness like that out of me.
Well, I think it might be one of these days, middle-aged white guys... One of these days, they're going to get all the breaks. I'm telling you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Packers win tonight, and all is well in Wisconsin. And that's what I That's what I came. That's what I woke up to give you today, Bart.
Well, I liked it. I like it when you said that I get you up.
Every day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, J-Mo. Good stuff.
Well, you have a great day, Bart.
Yeah, you too. I really enjoyed this conversation.
You always do.
I know. I know.
Stop your tailgate and listen. Mike's outside on a mission. Sports, daily and nightly. Gary, Big Show, he's the man. Leroy Butler jumps in the stand. Sparky goes to Disneyland. Will it ever stop? Hell no. Tim Allen's back on the show. Mike McGivern, fake in the zone. Bucks, Brewers, Badgers, Packers, down the road will win some titles. That's all I got.
Allegedly, he's going to unveil the second verse today on Rami's show. That's the rumor. I'm Bart, that's Toby. This segment brought to you by this segment, not any other segment. This segment right here brought to you by Indeed. If you're hitting speed bumps in your hiring process, streamline your route to your next hire with Indeed. Indeed's hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Find your next great hire and visit Indeed.com/credit. We continue to wrongly overlook the Lions next.
High snap, put down. Joseph, come on! It is gone! No, he missed it!
That's no good.
Are you kidding me? He missed it right.
He missed it right.
Oh, my heavens.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my. This.
He missed it right.
What a gut punch to a team. Ball that play after play toward the end fought its way back.
Oh, missed it by like a foot.
And just.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I wish this was the first time that we saw this happen. Oh, my heavens.
I wanted to go with 10 times to play that today. I think I'm a couple short. Might be at 7 or 8. K-Fan, Vikings Radio, Paul Allen, who once thought I was a homeless guy in Vegas.
Come on!
On the call. As a Lions fan, Dan Plucker, you can take enjoyment out of that. How are you? Executive producer of the Wendy's Big Show and host of the Green and Gold Post Game Show. Both of those shows on today on The Fan. Plucker, hi.
Hi, how are you?
More important, how you are?
I'm doing well. Busy weekend, but excited to get back into work today and talk some Packers Lions.
Who do you hate the most in the North?
Oof, that's a tough question.
You can't say, just make it between the Bears and Vikings, because you're hosting our Packers show, so don't say the Packers.
It's probably the Bears.
Yeah.
And even if the Packers were included, it's still probably the Bears.
Yeah, it feels like Lions and Bears is a thing, and then Packers and Vikings has become the thing, with Packers and Bears having the history behind it.
Well,
And
the Lions actually have a shot against the Bears. I've just counted every game against the Packers as a loss.
Oh, I think they have a shot tonight. I think our quarterback's overlooking the Lions. Should he?
Probably.
Are they that bad?
The Lions' secondary is atrocious.
Well, I thought the Saints was too.
No, at least they have names back there. You have Marshawn Lattimore and Marcus Williams is their safety, correct? They have names back there that at least people know. The Lions have Ifeatu Melifonwu.
Yeah, Ife.
Imani Aruwariye. Ife
the bad man. He had a song a few years ago.
Tracy Walker.
T-Walk.
Yeah, the bunch of names that you really know. All of those guys could have been playing in the XFL a couple years ago, and you probably wouldn't even bat an eye. But no, they've
been a
part
of
the
Lions XFL. Donald Parnham got a touchdown yesterday. I got called back. And someone else did something. Hey, there was a guy that used to play for the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders that hit a home run for the Marlins.
You cannot hate on the XFL. Taylor Heinicke is the greatest quarterback in the NFL.
Where'd he play?
I think he was a backup with St. Louis.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the shirt I'm wearing right now.
It is.
Rock the Dome, St. Louis Battlehawks. The W is a little smeared because I got donut juice on it. So, I had an accident today. All right, I was looking at, like, the Lions' history today, and
that's pretty bleak.
They haven't won a playoff game in your lifetime.
In my lifetime. They have not won a playoff game since 1993. So I was born in 97. So I have never witnessed a Lions playoff win.
You guys. And the Buccaneers have won the title in the division more recently than the Lions.
Yes, because
that's a fun fact.
That is a fun fact. Back before the realignment of the league, which is very sad. It makes me feel a lot of pain, especially being here in Wisconsin and having people upset that they've only made the NFC Championship game back-to-back years.
Four out of the last six, to be quite frank. To be quite frank.
Exactly. And then now we're sitting here, and as a Lions fan, I've never seen them even win a single playoff game. They've been to the playoffs, I think, three times in my lifetime, maybe four.
So that's why I wanted to talk to you. I wanted to break it down and how that makes you feel, because I am genuinely curious. Because as a Packer fan, I do think it's okay to be upset that they only have two Super Bowls in 30 years.
Right.
Because you have two Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
Well, it's all about expectations and the expectation for your team. Like the Packers, if you have back-to-back Hall of Famers and at quarterback and you walk away with only two Super Bowls, yeah, you should be upset about that. Because the expectation should be that you win multiple. Most Hall of Fame quarterbacks win multiple Super Bowls. It usually isn't just one Super Bowl win for each, which is what it is right now. And if that ends that way, if Aaron Rodgers leaves after this year, yeah, Packers fans should be up in arms about it and should be upset about all of the last 30 years of quote-unquote success leading to two Super Bowls, because the expectation is a lot higher. For the Lions, the expectation is to hopefully make the playoffs.
But isn't that like annoying? That's got to be like annoying.
It's very annoying because...
Do you think Packer fans are entitled? You're hosting the Packer show tonight.
Slightly, yes.
Even if we are, we got nothing to know against. It's exactly. Only the Packers.
Well, and it's not necessarily fans' faults, because people my age were born into Brett Favre and have watched Aaron Rodgers since. And then I say, you guys have never seen a bad quarterback before, and they point to 1 year of Brett Hundley. And I'm like, no, that doesn't count. Like,
dude, Hundley was worse than any Lions quarterback in the last 30 years.
That may be true. That may be true. But you knew that Rodgers was coming back, and you had hope beyond that year for more Super Bowl runs. And they never got to that point, but you at least had the hope there. For the Lions, you get around week four every single season, and you start to debate with yourself whether you want them to lose the rest of the games on their schedule to be the worst team to get the number one pick, or maybe make a fight to make the playoffs and probably lose out and go like 6-10.
So what do you think when I, because my, I don't, I'm not going to say it's my take. I don't like how Rodgers and Devontae, any of these guys, have been acting after week one.
Right.
And they think, oh, it's one game. Mm-hmm. It's one game. That's true. It's one game. But I think the assumption is they're just going to roll the Lions tonight, or they'll bounce back and win. And then they'll say, oh, see, we bounce back. But still going to be one game. I am interested, and now this is entitled, because you're rooting for your terrible team to win tonight.
Right.
I'm rooting for my good team. I want to be very clear. Not rooting for them to lose. I would be interested to see how they respond if they lost to Detroit tonight. That's got to be entitled, right? Or am I at the point where in my life where I just want to see, I just want to know, you know what I'm saying?
Bart, yes, that is an entitled statement, because you assume that in the future they're going to be wins. Even if they lose to the Lions, you assume that there's still going to be a Super Bowl run here. Or at least you assume that there's going to be a playoff run. They should be the best team in the NFC.
Well, they'll win the division. They'll win the division at 6-11.
Exactly. So all of these things.
Vikings
so
stink.
Yes, that's an entitled opinion, at least coming from a Lions fan, because every win is like winning the Super Bowl for a Lions fan, because it hardly happens.
It's pretty sad.
It is pretty sad. But moving from that, if the Packers do overlook the Lions, yes, I think they could be in some trouble, because I think this Lions team follows their head coach with Dan Campbell. Like, they were down 24 points with 2 minutes left against the San Francisco 49ers last week, and they almost came back and won.
Yeah, but why
that
did they
game.
Fire their only good coach of the last decade, Jim Caldwell?
Jim Caldwell,
and keep hiring Jim Schwartz clones.
I will never understand that. I will never understand that. I think the biggest thing was Jim Caldwell was not a motivator. He didn't know how to get his guys fired up for a game.
What's it like to root for Jared Goff as your quarterback?
No comment. It's not fun. It's not fun. Like,
he sucks.
In the first week, he missed a wide open touchdown. Like, it was
because Sean McVay didn't tell him who to throw to.
It was like a little wheel route to a wide open receiver.
Just in this conversation, I've talked myself into the Packers covering. Lions are terrible. Now I get it from Rodgers. I understand now. I understand. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about the last two shows. I get it. Lions suck.
The one thing that the Lions...
Goff. I was worried about Jared Goff for like a day. What's wrong with me?
The one chance that the Lions have, and I think it is an advantage that they have in this game, especially without Za'Darius Smith, is their offensive line. I think the Lions' offensive line is better than whatever the Packers are going to put out on defense tonight with their defensive
Packers
line.
The Packers' defensive rush is the Detroit Lions of defensive rushes. They suck.
So Rashawn Gary, I think, needs to have a good game today for Jared Goff to not have time in the pocket and for them to not move the football with DeAndre Swift. Now, I'm pretty sure Decker, their left tackle, the Lions' left tackle, is not playing today. I'm not 100% sure, but we'll see. And that offensive line, like I said, though, as a unit, is probably going to be the difference maker for the Lions' offense, and it's what really kept them in the game against the 49ers. Rookie Penei Sewell kind of shut down Nick Bosa last week, and that's one of the best edge rushers in all of football. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Jeez, he shut down Bosa, but can he shut down Jonathan Garvin?
Ooh. I don't know. That's a good question. So that's going to be the one interesting thing to me, because if Jared Goff has time, at least he has time, and that's one more thing that he can add to his very little arsenal of weapons in his arm.
Yeah, who's he throwing to other than Hockenson?
DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams. Tyrell Williams, their number one receiver, which would be a number four on pretty much every other team, is out today. So it'll be probably a combination of former Badger Quintez Cephas and rookie Amon-Ra St. Brown, who is the brother of Equanimeous, actually.
Yeah, did you know that their last name is really Brown? Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, their dad changed it to St. Brown because he thought it sounded better, and it looked better on a jersey. I'm not kidding. That's real.
That's kind of cool.
It's called branding, Bart.
St. Plucker out here.
St. Plucker. St. Altizer. I like that one.
The Bart St. Winkler Show?
No, don't put St. in my name.
Notice how we didn't go to him.
Toby knows. Toby knows the dark that lives in me. So what's your prediction tonight?
I'm going to say Packers roll the helmets, win by 21.
Oh, my good Lord. 21.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers will be back tonight, 4 touchdowns. Devontae will probably have 2 or 3 of them because they have no one to cover Devontae. Like, who's going to line up on the opposite side of Devontae Adams for the Lions tonight? Like I said, it's going to be Amani Oruwariye or Ifeatu Melifonwu. You've never heard of either of those dudes, Bart. Let's be honest.
No. Now, if this was radio in 1995, I would have said Gesundheit. But this is 2021, and
Maybe
you don't make fun of people's names.
And Bart, maybe tomorrow I'll be eating crow. I said that just because I heard you.
I just hate it as
you came in.
God, I hate it. No, you're not eating. No, you don't eat crow when you predict your team to get blown out and then they win.
I truly believe that the offense will be running on all cylinders, even if it is Aaron Rodgers' hero ball again. That'll be good enough to beat this Lions defense. It just will be.
All right, well, have fun tonight on the postgame show.
Thanks. It's going to be fun. Yeah, me and Gary Ellerson after the game, breaking it all down. Gary will be up in Green Bay covering the game, so he'll be there for the first 3.5 quarters of the game, and then we'll break it down with you afterward. So it'll be fun.
You're either going to break it down. Break it down. How long do you guys go till?
I am honestly not 100% sure. It's a two-hour show, so I think we start at 10 and end at midnight, but I could be wrong.
Okay, this is a real thing. You do whatever you want. You're hosting the show.
Right.
Maybe I should tell you this off air. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
When you guys tweet that the show's starting, don't tweet due to network obligations, we're starting now.
Okay, I won't.
Just tweet you're starting now.
Okay, that's fine.
Just say, the postgame show's on now. We're reacting live to what's happening. Don't make it sound all
we're due to network. The only reason we're coming out here is because of some contract.
Get on now and be there for the Packer fans. That's my advice.
Great advice, Bart. Thank
you. Okay, all right, okay.
I'll make sure. I will talk to Jeff Orlowski, who I believe is in tonight. And I'll be
you
like,
don't know how
Jeff.
To spell obligations. You guys are fine. You guys are fine. 414-799-1250. Za'Darius Smith. One of the big mysteries of this team. We'll try to solve that next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer. Always room for you, 414-799-1250 segment brought to you by Indeed. If you're hitting speed bumps in your hiring process, streamline your route to your next hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Find your next great hire and visit Indeed.com/credit. Indeed.com/credit. All right. Just talked to Dan Plucker, who is a Lions fan, who made me feel better about the Packers beating the Lions. Toby, what is your prediction for the night? Give me a score and give me a Rodgers stat line.
Let's go 35-27 Green Bay. I think this defense is going to struggle a little bit. And let's go with Aaron Rodgers throws for 350 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Wow. Okay. All the stats tell you that it's going to be a big game for the Packers. I think the thing that I read earlier that kind of sticks with me, like if you're betting on tonight's game, the Packers are 8-0 against the spread after a loss in their last 8 games. They're 5-0 at home in their last 5 games. But under Matt LaFleur, the Packers have gone 6-0 against the spread after allowing 30-plus points in their previous game. 6-0 against the spread after a loss. And 11-1 straight up against NFC North opponents. Now, this does not count that we're losing a game in week one and we lost the NFC Championship game. For some reason, that doesn't count. I don't know why. So I'm going to say the Packers, I said 8 before, they're going to score 30 some. They're going to score 34. The Lions are going to score 23. I'm going to lock that in at 34-23. Is that about what you said?
I said 35-27.
All right, I'll say Rodgers. That's going to be 3-4 touchdowns. Rodgers will have 3 touchdowns, 295.
I think Rodgers is going to come out here, and I think he's going to finish the season with 30-plus touchdowns and fewer than 6 interceptions. I think he's going to come out and be fine. I just think I'm worried about this Packers defense. And I understand we talk with Plucker. This Lions offense doesn't really have anything, but this Packers defense doesn't have a rush. So Jared Goff's going to have time back there, even though we've never heard of half these receivers other than Quintez Cephas. It doesn't matter. I think that he's going to find a way. I think TJ Hockenson has a big day. And I think DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams are going to both have good games.
Look, I mean, I can say that the Packers are acting arrogant, and I can say that, you know, they're overlooking the Lions, but they're playing the right team for them at the right time. And they're at home, and it's Monday night, and hopefully the crowd, you know, gets jacked up and is into it, and there'll be a full house tonight. So,
I mean, how thankful are you that week two and week three's matchups aren't flipped?
Oh, my God. If they were playing the Niners this week?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they would lose, especially on the road. They would totally lose.
What's it going to take for you?
Is San Francisco not allowed to play in Green Bay, or what's the deal? Yeah, why are we always going out there?
Well, what's it going to take for you out of the Packers tonight to be confident going into week three?
Less than 10 points allowed on defense.
Okay, and then what from Rodgers do you want to see? That stat line that you threw out?
Rodgers is going to throw 3 touchdowns. I mean, come on.
Okay. So it's just about the defense tonight.
Well, Rodgers is going to do his dumb Rodgers stuff, and Devontae's going to get his dumb catches.
That really sounds like a Packers fan.
I know. I'm actually the one on the station that has the stock. But I feel like that allows me to be more, right?
I mean, it's interesting that you decided to wear blue when you're playing the Lions today.
Yeah, this is Honolulu blue, too. This is the same. Come on, shut up. And do it on purpose. The Sean O'Connell. What's up?
Yeah, I was feeling a lot better listening to Dan's take on the Lions, but God, now I'm starting to get this terrible feeling like maybe he's sandbagging.
No, Plucker's not sandbagging.
No, okay, because I didn't know if he was just, saying, oh, they're going to be terrible so that if the real eventuality happens where they steal this game on us, he can, you know, flip the script. But in last week, I think, if we look at it from the Saints' perspective, and I know you and I are how we're pretty much on the same page as far as the mental aspect of sports, and I always agreed with Todd, the producer, the D, extra D is for excellence, there is something.
R.I.P., rest in power.
Yes, indeed, pour out a little liquor. For the Saints and the Packers last week, I mean, the Saints, they were all affected. Who knows what, maybe everybody's basement flooded. They all had something like that. And sometimes when you have everything that leads up to it should be a train wreck, but you catch that magic and you flip the script. I think the Saints actually had a lot of that in addition to the Packers playing.
Like this
awful
show.
Very much so.
It's
mixing opposites, sweet and sour, and
all
that.
Yeah, it should be a train wreck, but somehow it works.
Somehow it always works. Like J-Mo, I would listen to that song way more. I like that song better than Carrie Wood's Sunday Night song, which I think is awful. Flight, might, loud, proud, all the. Oh God, they just write.
Yeah, Shirley phoned that one in. I agree.
Yeah, they just take the. All the words that pertain to football and then think of a rhyme to go off of them and write the words around it. I agree. I think I'm probably a little closer to Toby's prediction of 35-27 because I just the defense really is a very big concern. I think Jared Goff may have some high points, but will probably lose the game than the defense will stop him. I think Jared will stop himself more than the defense stops him. And if this colossal collar cage match ever happens, I'd like to corner Tony from Texas, hold pads for him, rub some Vaseline on his eyebrows so he doesn't get cut. Just put my services out there. I hope he does.
You don't want to fight someone? You want to be in his corner?
I have too much arthritis, and my wife would probably be mad at me. And oh my God, if I had to do any kind of weight cutting, I'm cranky as it is, Bart Winkler. But if I start cutting my salt intake and whatnot, and denying myself romantic impulses, it'll really get ugly around here.
Okay, no, that's fair. I think Tony and you would be a good manager combo.
sure, I could be like Mr. Fuji, too, every now and then, blow a little of that green dust into somebody's eyeballs.
Well, yeah, if you're not gonna find an edge as the manager, what are you even there for?
Exactly. All right, so, yep, roll. Offensively, we'll roll the helmets.
All right, Sean. Thanks, buddy.
Take care. See ya.
Yeah, I think the average prediction would be, 30-something, 20-something. Because you think the offense will bounce back, and you think the Packers' defense sucks, but not enough. I mean, you did just give up 35 points to the Saints. I don't think the Saints are that good. I know they beat you, but I don't think the Saints are that good.
Carolina didn't think they were that good.
No. That's what I think the Saints are. Alvin Kamara, you got to rush him more than five times. John is on the east side. What's up, John?
What's going on, Bart?
Hello, John Goodberling.
Hey, the Bucs are NBA champs.
You know, 9 weeks ago tomorrow is when that occurred.
Yes, the Bucs are NBA champs. So for those of you driving up to Lambeau, don't forget that fact. My question is, what happens if the Packers lose this game tonight?
Well, if the Packers lose this game, aren't you interested to know?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Like, all it's right. Just one of those things. The Packers cannot lose this game tonight. With the 49ers next week, and I think the Steelers a week after that, and I forgot who's the next week, but I mean, if it's just they cannot lose this game tonight, because if they lose this game tonight, I think the train's coming off the track a lot quicker than people want to say. And I know that Rodgers and everybody was like, relax after game one and blah, blah, whatever. But just to think about what this team that has been discombobulated, all off season, what they would sit there at the mic and say afterwards, losing this game, the first home game with fans since 2019 against a team that everybody thinks that they're, that they should beat. I think what's the spread now, 10.5 or maybe 11? I mean, I love the Packers. I'm a Packers fan, but I just dread the fact of what the conversation is going to look like leading up to next Sunday night if the Packers lose this game tonight.
I wonder, John, thanks for the call. You sparked something in me that I want to talk about here. I wonder, the Rodgers off the field factor. I think it's stronger this year. I'm just trying to figure out how cohesive is this team. And it's hard, it's 53 guys. It's hard to have like a rapport with everybody. But we talk a lot about the Brewers and chemistry. And you're like, baseball is a pretty individual sport at a lot of different levels. I mean, yeah, you turn a double play, you outfield assist, the pitcher works with the catcher, but a lot of times it's a batter at the plate and it's a guy on the mound. And that's the sport. But when your team likes each other, you play for each other more. And you root for each other and you motivate each other. I just wonder with the Packers, if I'm a young guy, if I'm in my second year maybe or my third year, how much have I talked to Rodgers?
How many Rodgers guys do you think are in that locker room? I mean, Bakhtiari's a Rodgers guy.
Well, that's
Adams.
I don't think it's Rodgers guys and Jordan Love guys. I don't think it's like a split like that. But there's certainly Rodgers guys, and then what it is, it's like when you Friday Night Lights, the TV show. There's Sarazen and Riggins. There's the five main stars, but there's still a bunch of other dudes on the team. They're just the background characters. This team starring Aaron Rodgers, David Bakhtiari, Davante Adams, and Randall Cobb. Well, what about everybody else? Where do all these other guys fit into the mix? And when Rodgers is talking I want Randall Cobb back, if I'm another receiver, I'm like, well, what the hell? Or when he's talking about all these guys that they did wrong, if I'm a guy that is on the, I don't know what my future is, I'm thinking, Jesus, Rodgers going to stick up for me like that? I just think there's a lot more to it. I think if you talk to some of these guys off the record or when they talk to their friends, and I wouldn't throw out names. I don't know. This is all wild assumption, but I'm just trying to figure out this team. If you talk to somebody like a second string linebacker or even a starting guy on the defense or whatever, and they're like, hey, dude, honestly, what's the deal with Rodgers? With their buddies, they're probably like, I don't know, man, he's weird, but he helps us win. So I just kind of got to roll with it.
So you actually think that's affecting the on-field product as well?
I don't know how much to say it is affecting. It's going to affect it more than it helps it. I don't know, dude. The Brewers, they have chemistry and they're good. How is that even connected? But it is.
No, I mean, you see it and they bring energy and these guys have confidence. Maybe that's a thing that Aaron Rodgers has confidence, obviously, and so does Devontae Adams and some of these other guys. But if you're a guy that's lower down and you've just given some examples, maybe this has kind of hurt your confidence a little bit. Maybe you're like, well, Rodgers doesn't like me as much as I thought he did, or Rodgers doesn't talk to me, or whatever it is. Maybe it's hurting the confidence and it's hurting the overall morale of the team. And maybe that's the case. Maybe that's what happens in New Orleans, or maybe we're just going to go out here tonight and watch an absolute butt whooping and we're just going to completely forget week one.
Because maybe, like, okay, here's why I've had so many problems with what Rodgers is saying, is because he's, after 1 week, it's not a big deal. But then if they win again, he'll say, oh, look, we're right back on track. Is he trying to convince us that, Toby? Or is he trying to convince himself that it's not a big deal? Is he trying to convince himself that I'm not the dividing issue here? I'm not the problem. No one's ever going to tell me that I'm the problem. I stick up for my teammates. But in sticking up for some of your teammates, are the other teammates like, why aren't you sticking up for me?
So what do you think Matt LaFleur should do in this? Do you think he kind of, after week one, sounded like he was pretty depressed and that every single thing that he's ever done, he was questioning. Do you think that this week he's taking the Lions more seriously than the other guys, and in turn, they'll play well just because the head coach took them seriously? Because I think that could be a case. Matt LaFleur, I think, is a good leader and a good coach, but maybe he just didn't have him ready to go week one, and he'll take that and learn from it.
I don't think they lost because Matt LaFleur didn't lead them properly. I think they lost because they all bought into what Rodgers was saying, that they're a special team. I don't know. What does LaFleur do? How do you coach when you have to get through Rodgers? He has to like you. You don't want him trashing you. I mean, you had a decision so bad in the NFC Championship game that it was a joke on Jeopardy this year.
Well, and the other thing is, Rodgers at times has checked out of football games when he felt like it's over, right? People would agree on that. Do you think part of the reason that Rodgers feels so confident is he knows he checked out about halfway through the third quarter in that game? Because we talked with Ryan Wood, and he said if this was only a half of football and the Packers had lost 17-3 and it was because Rodgers never had the football, we wouldn't be talking about it, because Joe Barry's defense
That was actually the great Paul Emmick.
That was Paul Emmick. Okay. He was so bad that he let the Saints possess the ball the entire first half, essentially. And so Rodgers and them never got any rhythm going. And then by the time that they started getting possession, Rodgers had thrown one pick. They were kind of out of it, and Rodgers kind of checked out. Maybe if Joe Barry's defense does a little bit better tonight, Rodgers is locked in. He stays locked in all game. He throws those three, four touchdowns. They win this game big. I don't think enough. We've obviously ripped on this defense. I think we can rip on Rodgers for not being ready. I think we can rip on LaFleur for not having the guys ready. I think Joe Barry's defense just pushed it over the edge with how poorly they played in the first half to make it that it just felt like the game was over at halftime.
I'm doing a lot of wild speculation here. I'm just trying to talk this out. But don't you think, like, with the Buccaneers, like, I feel like Tom Brady's the kind of guy that he'd come up to you, he'd come up to the backup cornerback, and he'd know his son's name. And Rodgers is like, I don't know. I still feel like a lot of the Packers think Rodgers is a celebrity.
That's fine. Honestly, I don't even care if that's what they think. You know what? I don't need him to be the best locker room guy. I need him to go out and perform on Sundays. That's what Matt LaFleur's for. I feel like he's a kind guy. If you need someone to be buddy-buddy with Matt LaFleur or Nathaniel Hackett, someone else. I don't care if you're friends with Rodgers. I just need you to catch passes from Rodgers, and I need you when you're on defense to actually tackle somebody before they've gained 15 yards.
I'm gonna say this and then duck out of here. I'm going to say it because this is how I feel right now. Don't let me forget it. Don't let me say I didn't say it. Remind me if they win a Super Bowl. I'm tired of Rodgers. I'm tired of Rodgers. I was kind of hoping he didn't come back. I'm just saying that's annoying. It's annoying. I'm just tired of this. I love the trenches. I want to break down the A-gap. I got to talk about Rodgers all the time. Big Show up next. I never said any of that. I was hacked. I just got hacked. What's happening? I got hacked.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.